What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Deanna Thomas was an aid worker in Afghanistan when she was kidnapped by the Taliban in 2001. After 3 months in captivity, Deanna and her fellow workers were rescued in a dramatic nighttime raid by US Special Forces. On the 19th of July this year, 23 South Koreans from a church group were kidnapped by the Taliban while travelling from Kabul to Kandahar to work on medical and other aid projects. Two male hostages have since been executed. Among the remaining 21 hostages, 16 are women. Deanna Thomas joins me now to speak about the current crisis. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thanks, Rodney.
I imagine the current kidnappings have brought back some fairly difficult memories for you.
It has, just thinking about how it was for us when we were there. But I think these hostages are going through even greater uncertainty because they've seen two of their members killed. At least we didn't have that. So it's. I really believe people need to be praying for them. They must be really in a terrible state.
Do you see this as, is it a religious or a political situation?
It's political because they're wanting an exchange of Taliban fighters for the hostages. So, and they were not really there for religious purposes. They were there to work in orphanages and clinics. And they were on their way to Kandahar. Where they were taken is exactly where we got rescued, in Ghazni. So I'm just praying that someone will come and rescue them.
How did you survive that time?
We were a close-knit group and we prayed each day and worshipped together, and God gave us promises that we would come out alive. We had no idea how long we were going to be there. We just had to trust God that in His time He would bring us out. And I believe also the fact that millions of people around the world were praying for us was the thing that got us through.
Of course, a lot of that prayer came through the media attention that your situation did attract, and it was all over our Western media, but there doesn't seem to be the same sort of coverage of the current situation, even though there's a lot more people involved. Why do you think that is?
I think the fact that we represented three nations, Germany, America and Australia, and we had a lot of prayer supporters even before we were taken, so it kind of, the word got out. But if people are listening to world news, yes, it doesn't get much coverage, and that's why I believe as Christians we need to be praying for these young people. They're in their 20s and 30s. They're not old.
How are these people likely to be being treated at the moment?
I think they will be treated okay, but if they continue to kill different ones, that is really awful thing, because you don't know if you're going to be next. I know when we were in prison, I just said, God, if we have to die, please let me die quickly. I didn't want to have to suffer. And it's the fear of what's going to happen.
And obviously, if something more happens to these people, that's going to greatly affect the work that's going on in Afghanistan by various aid organisations.
That's right. Well, if they kill these hostages, and we pray they don't, all the humanitarian agencies will leave, because it would be an outcry that, you know, these people have come to serve their guests in that nation. And the Taliban have got a very strong code of ethics that you treat your guests properly. This is part of their Pakhtunwali, their honour and treating guests. And this is one of the reasons why they wouldn't give up Osama bin Laden, because he was a guest in their country. And for that very reason, these people are guests and they need to be treated properly and released, really. President Karzai is not interested in releasing any more Taliban prisoners, because he released some before when they had taken an Italian journalist, and he said he wouldn't do it again. So they're at a deadlock at the moment, and this is where we need to pray.
We know that two of the hostages have already been executed. Is there already some sort of timeline that they've given to when they will start to execute the remaining hostages?
Yes, the timeline has come and gone, and to me that's a bit encouraging that no others have been killed. So we're praying that God's intervening in this and that they will just give them up, because the Afghan government is not going to bargain with them.
We know that there have been a number of Koreans that have already been holding vigils and praying for these people, but this has got to spread right around the world, doesn't it?
It does. It needs more prayer support. I know there will be a lot of Christians praying in Korea. They've got some of the biggest churches in the world. But we also need to join them in prayer.
Why is it that the Taliban decides to capture Christians? Is it because of their faith, or is it just that they are outsiders in their country?
I don't think they realised they were Christians when they took them. They were on a bus on their way to Kandahar, and that area from Ghazni to Kandahar is a very dangerous area. There's always bandits and kidnappings constantly. So I don't think they just said, oh, these are Christians, let's take them. It just happens that they are Christians. And, you know, I had a revelation when we were in prison that it was that God had picked us and chosen us to suffer, and that was a privilege, really. And I believe for them, God has chosen them, and it's a privilege for them to suffer. But the thing is, we still do need to pray for them.
It's interesting, because in Scripture it does talk about it being a privilege to suffer, but we don't hear that spoken of a lot in our Christian churches these days.
No, we don't. And I think when things go wrong, people think that God's not there, but He is. For me, prison was the best time of my life spiritually, because I sensed God in a way I'd never sensed Him before, and He was a lot closer to me during that time than I'd ever experienced. So I know God's grace is there for them. He's present help in time of trouble, and He's right there. But we need to keep praying for them.
What are some of the specific things that we need to pray about for this situation?
I think that they will not be fearful, that they will have that peace that passes all understanding, for their protection, for their families. It must be awful for their families back home. And that the plans of the Taliban will come to nothing, that whatever they purpose to do that's for evil will come to nothing, and that there will be some sort of intervention in their release.
Do we know of any plans at the moment, any military plans to try and track them down and have them released?
On one email I got, apparently they know where they're being held, but for them to storm in, people might get killed. So it's a very sensitive thing, and just that there will be some resolution to this soon.
Okay, we need to keep praying, so we'll do that. Do you know if there is anything organised around the Perth area where people are coming together to pray for these hostages?
World Missions Prayer Centre has prayer for the persecuted church on the third Saturday of the month at South Perth Church of Christ from 3 to 5, and I will be leading that on the 18th. I think that's the third Saturday. Mm-hmm. And that's on every month. So, and I don't know about other venues or other places that are praying.
Maybe if people in their churches have been praying for the situation, they could get in touch with us here and we can pass on some information. But it is obviously something that we need to be doing something about, and we need to be praying about. Is there other action that we can take? Are there people that we need to lobby or talk to about the situation?
I don't know about that side of it. I'm not quite sure about that. All I just really want to say is that we need to support these people in prayer. And I know when we were in prison, we felt the prayers of people, and that was what got us through that horrific time.
So even though you were cut off from the outside world, you knew that people were praying for you.
And we were cut off. We were the only foreigners in the country after war was declared on Afghanistan. All the foreigners left, all the aid workers. And so we were the only foreigners. But, you know, God was there. He was right there with us. And He doesn't leave us or forsake us. And we can pray that for these Koreans.
Deanna Thomas, it's been wonderful to talk to you, to get a bit of an understanding of what's happening there, and we will continue to pray for those South Korean hostages that are there being held by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Rodney.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.